RJ's favorite song of all time.
I like this song.
I know you do. I got my first real six string. We're here with Matt Jones, and Doug wants to talk to you. What's up, Doug?
I enjoyed watching you play when you were a Razorback.
So, thank you.
You know, down-home guy from here, one of us, not somewhere from way off, but, you know, great. Great times when you were there. But, hey, the funny thing I ever heard Scott Hastings say on an interview, and was being serious when he said it, the guy asked him, you know, who would you compare your game to? And he goes, man, I get compared to Michael Jordan all the time. So, people say Scott Hastings, he is no Michael Jordan. So he said, I get mentioned in the same sentence with Michael Jordan. So, you know.
That's good.
I mean, not many people can say that.
Hastings is good on the radio. I've heard him several times out in Denver. He's pretty quick-witted.
Yeah, he is.
Matt Jones is going to be next Scott Hastings, so enjoy him while you can before they rush him off to some big market.
I'm looking forward to hearing it. At some point, Tommy's going to ask you your favorite song. Don't blurt yet, but...
You have one in
that's,
mind?
That's pretty eclectic.
I mean, it's tough, more of a song for the moment. You know, you just say my favorite song. It's like,
that's hard to do.
Well, the one that you probably over the years that you just know, every time you hear it, you enjoy it.
You can't go worse than Basil did with Hound Dog.
Well, unless it's a classic.
Yeah, I wrote down two right here, but I think a live song, you got to go live if you're
going to like
a favorite
live
song. Oh, it has to be live.
You got to hear Weekend in New England live, man. It's good.
But,
Buddy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Fall from Grace.
Yeah.
Basil was wanting someone from music. But this was kind of an intentional fall from Grace. Out of the limelight, Shania Twain.
I don't think she fell from Grace. I think she walked away from it.
That's what I'm saying. It was kind of intentional. She took herself out of the limelight.
I tell you,
man, was she ever on top, though.
Oh, I wish she was on top.
She's
a little spinner, about 5'2".
Yeah.
What was it? Garth Brooks went to Chris Gaines or something. Wasn't that a pretty good fall?
Yeah,
right
I don't know what he was thinking there.
Yeah. Elvis had a pretty good fall from grace.
Oh, that's true, Tom. We hadn't mentioned him. True.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song of all time? A song all time.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've been caught up on this Cult kick here recently. The Cult.
The Cult?
Yeah, the Cult.
Sweet. Well, can you name a song?
Yeah. She Sells Sanctuary. That's something that I usually hit up about 2 to 2:30 in the afternoons on my headphones to help get me that second wind.
Are you familiar with that song, Tommy?
Of course I am.
Picks me up.
She Sells Sanctuary, are you nuts? Of course I've got that right there. It is.
That's just a great rock and roll song. You know, it's a great song. Give her that second wind, get through the evening, though.
Yeah. I think, do you get your second wind and call Rainwater Show by any chance?
No.
Hit that hotline.
Thank you. We'll see you guys.
All right. I hope this is not Malzahn, but if it is, I wish we could do real radio.
No, that's Kevin Krasin. You may want to, if we don't have enough time, we can go to the 8 o'clock hour with him.
We've got a couple of minutes here. Hey, Kevin, what's up?
Kevin.
Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, Kevin Krasin of War Memorial Stadium? What's going on, buddy? Chairman.
Just want to call in and congratulate you guys on your number one rating.
We're tickled to death.
And tell you again how much we appreciate you using that position to support War Memorial and what goes on out there. And this weekend's big for us. You think about it, we haven't played Ole Miss here since 1992. They beat us in 1992 and 1990.
Forgot about
that. So we need to treat this as a rivalry game that it is or was. And the best thing we can do for keeping games here is not having any empty seats.
That's right. That's the bottom line, and they're still going to use that against us, and I am in no way, shape, or form again, because they had me come out yesterday and shoot a video of my favorite War Memorial Stadium moments. Concerts, Matt Jones throwing the ball, Teddy Barnes in the end zone. And as far as the rivalry, this rivalry precedes SEC days. You go back to the early 60s. This is for the old-timers when they had that cheating field goal call by Tommy Bell. They had the
Powder River?
Powder River play or whatever it's called. Yeah, it's steeped in tradition, but the younger folks just ain't on that. It's like young folks don't get the Arkansas-Texas thing either.
Well, you're right about that. And, you know, we don't have any control over the start time. Neither does the university. It's dictated by.
Oh, I think you'll have a good crowd.
We're going dub it. Breakfast at War Memorial.
There you go. That's about the truth.
I hope people will not only come to the game, but get out there early and let's greet the team on the walkthrough. I suspect it's probably around 9:15. I'm trying to get the time and maybe we can get it to the fans, but. I think it's going to be a great day for Razorback football and War Memorial, and I look forward to seeing you guys at your tailgate. Can I give you my favorite song of all time? And
yeah.
If you have it in the system, would you play it?
What is it?
On Markham by Roger Scott.
I don't have that anymore. I don't have that. That is a classic, though, and we appreciate everything you guys do out there and wish you the best and do anything we can to help you out because I'd hate to see those games go, but I'm afraid it's a done deal.
So, Tommy, What would you guess, Matt? What would you guess, Matt? Song
after the top of the hour. What I'm
would
gonna
you guess?
God,
I think it's going to be something just really off the wall.
Who would have ever thought Ray Tucker would say "Funky Cold Medina"?
Yeah,
I think Matt's going to say something Dave Matthews Band.
I think you're probably right. Something along that kind of genre, if you will.
Right, I don't definitely '90s. Yeah.
Okay,
definitely
that's
90s.
The clue.
A '90s song.
Is Counting Crows '90s?
Yes, they're probably my. Their top five favorite bands.
Boom!
Mr. Jones. You like Mr. Jones,
well,
don't you?
I like Rain King. I like they do a lot of live stuff. I got to see them do a live show with Augustine, and they did A Little Help for My Friends, and it was like a 15-minute version. Oh, it was perfect. In the show.
Listen to Matt
awesome.
Going deep with the music talk there.
Somebody's got to from the 90s.
I like it.
We can't do it. I don't know if you saw ASU last night. I'll save that.
Yeah, we're hoping to hear from Gus at some point.
Yeah, we hope to hear from him.
I think they're on
their
way.
Yeah,
they're on their way back from Louisiana.
We can take a quick call here from Susan, and then we'll get the rest of you guys after the break. Hey, Susan, we got about 45 seconds.
Hey, I love Satchmo. What a Wonderful World.
That's a great song.
That's a good song, yeah.
Song there is.
I will play a little bit of that after the break for you.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan. Appreciate you calling. 433-1037, it's the end of the first half for Matt Jones. He's going to take a break and go stare at the moon and catch a couple of fish, and he'll be back in just a couple of seconds. Tell us his favorite song, Falls from Grace. And I want to start putting together this coaches list, too. And on that list, I'm going to tell you who I think will be the next coach at the University of Arkansas. I actually wrote it down after much, much thought last night. And the more thought I give a matter, the less sense it makes.